never made those things adults call future plans. I often make the self-deprecating joke that I made no plans to survive past 2012. Millennials in the audience know what I'm talking about. The end of the world, according to the History Channel, the day the Mayan calendar supposedly ended, and cataclysmic destruction and the end times would sweep across the planet and strangle all life. So I never made future plans. When my unhealthy marriage ended and I became a single parent in 2012, I had no idea what I was supposed to do. To give you an idea of the kind of desperate situation I was in, my options were be homeless in the middle of winter with my 2-year-old son in Alaska, or board a plane to southern Illinois to live with my alcoholic father and younger brother. But I was determined to make the most of it. I was gonna think of this as an adventure, a fresh start. It was gonna be great. So when December 21st, 2012 became December 22nd, 2012, the world didn't end. And so after the obligatory, oh shit, I guess I need to plan my life now post on Facebook, I decided to consider my options. I started making future plans, thinking about things I'd like to see and do and experience. Life goals. I started to have hope for the future for the first time in my life. Bet you can't guess what happened next. February 6th of 2013, I woke up to loud commotion and hollers of clear and law enforcement echoing throughout the house. And I, wearing a nightgown and without my glasses, am suddenly staring at what I suspect to be two handguns held aloft by two fuzzy blotches of black. They're yelling, "Identify yourself," and I'm yelling, "What?" Because I'm confused. Who are these people in my room making demands like, "Identify yourself and get outside"? I ask if I can put my pants on. I'm in a nightgown, remember? And they said no. I ask, "Well, can I at least have my glasses?" Also no. I say, "Who are you? What's happening?" And it's always no, and it's still get outside, and they're still fuzzy blobs. They marched my nightgown-wearing ass out the door to the front porch at gunpoint, and I'm handed my 2.5-year-old, very curious toddler. I make eye contact with my little brother, and I knew. I just knew that this dumbass had done some bullshit, and now my fresh start had taken a hard turn into indictment. See, my brother's smart. He's the kind of smart that's dangerous if you're dumb. And he's the kind of smart dumb who installs illegal government software on the family computer because some super smart guy from MIT went on national news and said, "This is unhackable." He's the kind of smart dumb who later would say to the judge under oath, "Because I was bored," when asked why he did the things that led to this early morning raid. Over the next several hours, and after I was allowed to put on pants and my glasses under supervision, I watched as NCIS, DOJ, local law enforcement, and two unmarked, very scary-looking men who said nothing the entire time, went through every electronic device, laptop, memory card, cell phone, flash drive, and for some reason, CD in the house. And then my dad, who I affectionately referred to at the time as a tinfoil hat-wearing motherfucker, decided he was gonna go sovereign citizen with at least two government agencies. And my brother was taken away in an unmarked vehicle. I wondered if I would ever see him again. I also wondered, how the fuck did I get here? See, I had come here with my child to start over. I was already miserably depressed, homesick, and devastated by the distance between my physical body and my limited support group. And now this. Dude, I just started making life goals. My brother returned from his multiple interviews with multiple government agencies that evening. He told me he had hacked some shit and then got cocky. I learned years later, after the indictment was unsealed, and I watched, get this, a 48 hours NCIS TV special starring my idiot brother. That he had, in fact, hacked some shit. Government websites with classified information that put at risk national security. And then he added NCIS on Twitter. That's pretty cocky. See, the world didn't end in 2012, but the History Channel got one thing right. Surprising, I know. We have no idea what's gonna happen, and we can't plan for everything. I bought a ticket home the next day. I still had no idea what I was gonna do, but whatever it was, it wasn't in Southern Illinois.